God, is that you? When was the last time you guys heard God speak? Was it yesterday? Was it last year? Is it right now? And are you sure if it's God's, if that God is speaking to you? And how do you know? Maybe he's talking to you right now, but you're just not paying attention, because you might be on your cell phones. I actually saw a few people put up their cell phones. So yeah, what does it take to hear God? And how do we know if it is God? Well, let us begin. Requirements to hear God. Well, first and foremost, you must have a relationship with God. If you don't have a relationship with God, if you don't accept him as your personal savior, it's going to be very difficult and impossible to hear him. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. So I remember in first grade, Ashley Donahue. This girl in first grade was just amazing. She was the most pretty girl in the class. And I really, really wanted to talk to her. And I wanted her to talk to me. And for those of you that don't know, I'm actually a very, very shy guy when it comes to girls. And throughout the entire school year, I just remembered she would always like sit up front in the class, look pretty, and you know, just do her thing. And I'd always just stare at her and just in awe, like, ah. And just, you know, think of scenarios and ways of like how I can talk to her. But I was always too chicken to. And all I really wanted to hear was her voice speak out to me. So towards the end of the year, I finally built up that courage, went up to her, and I said, "Hi, Ashley." And then she responded, "Hi, Sonny." And I was like, whoa, that's really cool. She knows my name. And I was thrilled and I was happy. And that's the thing, like, you know, when if we have to hear God, we have to have a relationship with him. If I never talked to Ashley, if I never had a relationship with her, she would have never said anything to me, or I wouldn't have heard her name or heard her voice. And the great thing about knowing God or wanting to approach him is that he's always there, and he's always welcoming to hear you, to talk to you, to have a conversation with you. So that's the first requirement to hear God. We must have a relationship with him. The second, which goes with the first, we must have faith in God. How many of you guys own a cell phone? Raise your hand. That's just about like 99% of the congregation. Now, how many of you guys have ever missed a phone call, a very important phone call? Raise your hand. A lot, pretty much all of you. And how many of you guys responded too late to their voicemail or to their need? Pretty much all of you guys. And that's the thing. We must have faith in God. For we also have had the good news proclaimed to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them, because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. God is calling you. And when we've established that relationship with God, he's trying to talk to you. And we're trying to hear him. But when we hear him, do we have the faith to carry out what he is trying to tell us? Are we obeying his will, his command for us? Or are you just hoping that he would just leave you a message on the answering machine? Or are you afraid of what he might say? And that's the thing, guys. He's always calling us. And we're just here either not hearing it, or we're afraid to hear it, and we put him on hold. So we need to be able to have faith in God and to trust in everything that he says to us is true, and that he's right, and that he knows exactly, you know, how we should live our lives. Third, we must have the ability to hear. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Now, I remember this past year for Christmas, my entire family, my aunts and uncles and a bunch of cousins, we were all going to go meet up and have a nice, you know, family dinner at my uncle's house. And what I was really looking forward to, even though I was looking forward to family, but I was looking forward to the Heat and Lakers game. And that was a huge thing that was coming up for Christmas, because LeBron James had just merged with the Miami Heat, and he's now like in a trio with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, and it's just going to be a crazy team, you know? And they were going to play the defending champions, the Lakers. So I was so excited, because I knew that my uncle had just bought this new huge TV. And I was just ready to watch it with all my older cousins and my brothers, because we were all just sports fanatics. And when we get there, we started watching the game. And I was a little disappointed, because it wasn't in HD. Now, for all you sports fanatics and those that like to watch TV shows in HD, like, let me just see your hands. There are a lot of you guys, right? Because it's clearer, it's sharper, it's better, you know? And I'm asking my uncle now, you have an HD TV. Why don't you have HD cable? I want to be able to, you know, watch the game in, like, crisp, clear, like, so that it's just beautiful when I watch the game. And my uncle's like, I'm sorry. So I was just like, oh, man. But that's the thing, guys. With our TVs, that TV, it had HD capabilities. It has the hardwiring to do so. And that's the same thing when we're trying to hear God. We have the ears, guys. We can hear each other. We can hear each other speak. But are we actually tuning in into God? Or are we just listening to ourselves? So, would you rather hear something that's maybe okay, like advice? Or would you want something that's clear and that's sharp and that's for sure? I would choose that HD path. And to me, following God and listening to his word and hearing his voice, that's the HD path. So with those three requirements, now we just come into, how do we know if God is actually speaking, you know? It's like, we have the ability to hear God, we know what it takes, but how do we know it's actually him? How do we know if it's ourselves, or if it's our moms, or a nagging teacher, you know? How do we know if God is speaking to us? Does it agree with the Bible? Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. The great thing about the Bible and our relationship with God is that God is unchanging. He doesn't just change his mind and say new things or proclaim new laws or this and that. He's unchanging. He's always the same. The Bible doesn't contradict itself. So if this voice is telling you to go murder somebody because this person talked behind your back with gossip, I'm pretty sure that's not God. God wouldn't say, go murder someone, because why? Because he told us not to murder, told us not to kill. So does it agree with the Bible? That's the first step. How do we know if God is speaking? Does it make me more like Christ? Think about the decisions that you guys have to make in life. Does it honor God? Are you obeying God in what is written in the Bible? Does it build you up? Does it bring you closer to you, to your walk? Does it make your devotional life better? Does it make your quiet times better? Does it make it more like Christ? In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Now about, 10 years ago, maybe more. Gosh, I'm getting old. We wore those wristbands that said WWJD. What does it stand for?
What would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do? Exactly. It was a huge phenomenon. I think everyone like that I knew at church had one. And I had like 5 different colors. It was just like the thing to have. So what would Jesus do, you know? Whenever something comes up in your life, these decisions, you know, whenever you feel like if God is actually speaking to you, think about this. What would Jesus do? If God is calling you to a new workplace that's away from church, away from your community, and it's going to be a place where you're going to be stumbling, you know, is that going to make you more Christ-like? It could be or could not be. He could be telling you to go proclaim and preach the gospel to those people in that unchurched area. Or maybe he's telling you to grow in a community that you're comfortable in. So we need to be able to discern his voice. So does it make you more like Christ? And do fellow believers confirm it? Listen to advice and accept discipline. And at the end, you will be counted among the wise. Now, when I first stepped foot into this, when I came back to this church, after Urbana, I heard God's calling. I heard him moving me into full-time ministry, but I just was not sure in what aspect. But I heard him telling me, go and serve me faithfully. So I did, and I did what I could, but I just had no idea exactly where he was landing me. So I decided to serve in the church with Jacob at the time, which he was our youth director. I was a counselor just for a few months. And I really enjoyed being a counselor, being able to work with the students and being able to see them laugh and cry and just be young, you know. It was something that brought a smile to my face. And slowly, while I was serving as a counselor, I realized that I was growing closer to God. So it did make me closer to God. And it gave me a huge passion to serve. Now, when Jacob had to leave, he had to leave because of visa issues. And we were left without a youth director. And it was a huge concern of mine because I really did care about the youth group. And I was asking everyone that was on the counselor team, like, you know, who's going to be the new youth director and, like, who would take up the new role, because these youth need someone to lead them and to guide them. And someone pointed out to me later that evening, Sonny, you should do it. I'm just like, what? Are you serious? Like, I have never taken such a huge responsibility in my life, and I'm going to be leading a bunch of youth in their spiritual walks. Like, can I do that? Am I able to do that? Like, God, I'm like praying to God, are you telling me to do this? And my friend is telling me, you should do it. You have a huge heart for it. You have a passion for it. But I prayed about it even more, and I tried to hear his voice. And slowly, he just kept telling me, go and do it. Go and do it. But here I'm sitting, I'm like, is this Satan talking to me? Is he trying to set a trap for me? Is he setting me up for failure? I don't know. You know, I looked at the situation. You know, it will help me develop to be more like Christ. I'm going to grow more spiritually in my faith. And then for the final test, I went up to all of my friends and my mom too. What do you think? What do you think I should do? And to my surprise, all of my friends, they believed in me. They thought that my heart was big enough for the youth that I could serve them. And I was just like, are you sure? And they said, yeah. And then I asked my mom. Now, this is a good one. I asked her, what do you think, Mom? Are you crazy? And then she quickly followed up with that response. Why do you want to do it? I told her exactly why. I told her I had a huge passion for it. I told them I wanted to be with them every single waking moment. And just from there, like, I guess my mom could tell just from my reaction and from my face. I guess, you know, just moms just know that. But she said that, yeah, go do it. And usually whenever I take up some sort of responsibility, my mom's just like, no, don't do it. You're irresponsible. You're just not going to do a good job. But she was able to give me her blessing. And I was really shocked. I was really happy to hear all the confirmation from both my family and my friends. So I did it. So 4 years have passed. And I look back while even I was doing the sermon. It's like I needed to know God in order to hear his voice. And at Urbana, that's when I recommitted my life to him. That's when I heard his voice again. And at Urbana, he was pushing me to do something great. And I had to put my faith in him. I had to entrust him fully with all of my decisions, and that's what I did. I changed majors, finished school, I dishonored my parents. But in the end, you know, following God, he knew exactly where I was going to end up. He knew how my life was going to be lived out. If we follow the Lord faithfully, everything will be great. So hearing God results in being blessed. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. Working with this youth group for the past 4 years has truly blessed my life. I've seen so many youth grow up, go to college, and come back. And that truly brings so much excitement to my heart. To see the new wave of counselors, as many of my friends will be stepping down as counselors, but to see the new wave of college students come up and take that role of responsibility shows a lot of heart to the youth group and to this church and to God. So I have definitely learned a lot throughout my 4 years. And when I really do look back, I sometimes wonder why Kathy considered me to be the youth director. But I guess she saw something in me. And the church saw something in me. And God saw something in me. And I gave my all to this church. I gave it to this youth group. And I really, really enjoyed all of it. So I responded to God's calling, served him faithfully. And I look at this congregation now. I just remember when I first stepped foot as a youth director, we would all sit on this side of the sanctuary. And now if you look, other than, I guess, this section right here, which is strictly adults, we have kind of just migrated throughout. And our congregation has continued to grow. And to see, like, you know, the youth bond as one big family now, it's great. So, with that, I continue to hear God out, and I continue to hear his voice, and I continue to respond faithfully. And one of the struggles that I ran into was understanding what God is trying to tell me. About a year and a half ago, I was wrestling with the issue of, like, you know, God, where do you want me to go, and how do you want me to serve? Because, I mean, I love it here at this youth group. I love serving these youth. I love everything about this church. It's great. But, God, you know, you're telling me to do all these great things, but what do you want me to do? So after Urbana 09, after leading a bunch of seniors to that conference, I went to a seminar, and it was titled Hearing God. And there I was able to realize that God was opening up a lot of different doors to me. He wasn't just giving me this one straight, direct calling as he did, you know, with the youth ministry. But he was telling me, hey, Sonny, you can stay here at the youth group and be the youth director. It pleases me. You bear fruit from it. You grow in me. You can be a missionary, go overseas to serve the poor, to serve the hungry. And I thought about that. I was like, really, God? But which one do you want me to do? And then he opens up another one. Sonny, I want you to serve college students. I want you to take your work and go do that. And that entire time, I thought I heard like three different voices, three different things talking to me. But then I realized that was God the entire time for all three. And God is telling me, God was telling me, hey, look, any of these choices that you take is going to bear fruit. Does it agree with the Bible? I looked at all three. Yeah, it did. Does it make me more like Christ? Looked at all three situations. Yeah, they all do. Asked a few of my friends about it. They're like, Sonny, you love serving. You have a heart for ministry. Go do whatever. My fellow believers confirmed it. So then and there, I realized God was not just telling me one thing to do, but he was giving me options. And I was like, whoa, God does give you options. That's cool. He is a good God. So he might give you one choice. He might give you three choices, but you might just have to wrestle with it a little bit and pray about it. But just know that if it follows those three guidelines, you'll be good. And when you follow God, you're going to be blessed. And he's going to bless you, and he's going to bring a big, happy smile on your face, and you're just going to love serving him. So my decision was to go with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. So my decision to leave this church was not because I don't like the youth and they drive me crazy. But it's because, you know, God was giving me a calling, and I just prayed about it a lot. I talked to a lot of people, and I feel led to leading college students in college ministry. So I'll be heading with InterVarsity as a campus staff intern. My first year will be serving at the University of Central Florida in Orlando. I got to meet some of the staff members this past weekend. So it was really neat, and I'm excited and nervous at the same time. So I ask that you guys can really pray for me about all this. So like I said, I'll be ministering to students on campus. I'll be with them day and night, hearing about their spiritual walks, being able to disciple them, being able to join them in Bible studies, in large groups, and being able to worship, you know, our Lord with these students. And I have decided to commit working full-time with InterVarsity for the next 5 years. So I will be working with them, and I look forward to it. And my first year will be in Orlando, but my plans, if God is going to change, I don't know, will be to return to Georgia to continue to work at the University of Georgia. So I don't know what God has in store for me, but those are my plans. If he changes them, I'm going to follow him faithfully. So if he decides to help me find a girl over in Florida, I might stay in Florida. Who knows? But if that's in God's will, I will do that. But I leave you this question today, guys. Are you willing to hear God? and not just willing to hear him, but to follow him faithfully and to trust that he will lead you in the right path. So are you going to take that unclear route, or are you going to take that HD route that's so clear and so crisp? Because I promise you, the Lord will lead you into a life, to another life, that'll be just so great, so clear. Father God, I just thank you for this time that I'm able to preach and to share your word. Father, I especially thank you for the opportunity to be able to come up here to preach. It has always been a blessing being able to serve you, Lord. So, Father, may we be able to respond to your calling, to respond to your will, and may we be obedient in everything that we do. So, Lord, may we continue to live our lives out for you, Lord, because you are the sole purpose in our lives, and that we may glorify you in every single possible way. So, Lord, we cherish you, and we thank you for this time. And, Lord, we pray this in your Son's most precious name. Amen.